Caesar knew what that meant. If he went to Rome alone, his enemies would make false accusations against him and would not permit him to be elected ruler. He therefore called his soldiers together and told them of the plot. His soldiers declared they would not leave him. They would go with him to Rome and see that he received the rewards that were his due. The march to Italy was begun. The soldiers climbed mountains, waded rivers, and faced all kinds of danger for their great leader. At last, they came to a little river called the Rubicon. It was the boundary between Gaul and Italy. Caesar paused a moment on the bank. He knew that to cross it would be to declare war against Pompey and the Roman Senate. But he did not hesitate long. He gave the word and rode boldly across the shallow stream. "We have crossed the Rubicon," he cried as he reached the farther shore. "There is now no turning back." Soon, the news was carried to Rome. "Caesar has crossed the Rubicon." There was great dismay among those who had plotted to destroy him. Pompey's soldiers deserted him and hastened to join Caesar's army. The people turned out to meet the conquering hero. Senators and public officials left everything behind and hurried away to safety. On foot, on horseback, and in carriages, they fled for their lives. Pompey was unable to protect them. He hurried to the seacoast and sailed away to Greece. Caesar was the master of Rome.